The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ailish Smith and Keely Jenkinson ended up going to Trinity College at the same time. What's so strange about that? Well, it just happens that Ailish Smith is Keely's mother. Now, it's a pretty inspiring story. Good morning and welcome to the pair of you.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning. It's lovely to be here.
Now, when I look at you quickly, I wonder which is the mother and which is the daughter.
You're being too kind, Pat.
Now, Ailish, talk to me first about your growing up, your education, and what happened that there was a gap, shall we say?
Okay. Well, I didn't have a great childhood growing up. I came from a very dysfunctional family and I had a very abusive childhood. So I was 16 when I did my Leaving Cert in 1990. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I was dealing with all the trauma from my childhood. So I became a mum when I was 18. So that was education. Any thought of education was gone. So I just got on with life and I had two more children. And I never really thought about going back to education. And when I was in my early to mid 40s, I was considering getting a full time job because I was working part time. Mm-hmm. And it was actually Keely here, who was the one that encouraged me to go back to college.
So Keely, what age were you at that stage?
I think I was 17 or 18 because I was in either fifth or sixth year in school and I came back from the open day. I came back with a leaflet to, I think it was back to school leaflet, and my mum, it was like a PLC, and my mum went to, she actually went to my school for a year as well doing the adult course there. But I think I was like 17 when I said it to you.
She was in fifth year and she literally came home one night and she said, she was helping out on an open night and she said, right, ma'am, you have to go in to see Mr. Davern tomorrow. And I literally went in the next morning and Mr. Davern said, you can start tomorrow, Ailish. And that's how I started.
Wow.
It was a part-time course. It was Monday to Friday, 9 to 1. And I absolutely loved it because it wasn't.
Did you know that you had an appetite for education? I mean, did you feel the lack of it, for example?
I know, to be honest with you, Pat, I was just getting on with life at the time. I didn't really think about education. But when I did the course, I knew I wanted to do something, but I just didn't know what I wanted to do. And when I did the course, it just opened up a love of learning for me. It was just a revelation because it wasn't like school. It was totally different. Now, I'd no issues in school, but this was different. You were treated differently and it was enjoyable.
So the PLC, what did that equip you with so that you could go to college?
Well, it gave me a foundation in some, so I did English, sociology, some computer skills, but it gave me a love of learning and it showed me that I was able to learn. So, because I would have doubted myself in anything before, and it showed me you're able to do this, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And that's when I found out about the Trinity Access Programme and I applied for the Trinity Access Programme and I got onto the foundation course in Trinity.
Now, talk to me about how difficult that process might be. Is there a lot of form filling and?
Well, you have to fit. Right, so Trinity Access do open days. So I went to an open day, I think it was in November. It was actually in the arts block in Trinity. So that was a revelation in itself going into Trinity. I'd never been in there. And then they go through the whole process with you. And I went online. And literally, there is a form that you fill online. But if you email them, they contact you back and they will tell you, come in, we're having an open day, we'll go through the process with you. And that's what I did. I filled the form out online. There was a small essay you had to write, mm-hmm. but it was nothing big. They just wanted to see what you were interested in. And then they go through the applications and then they call you in for interview.
And then you're in.
And then I'm in.
So what was your course of study throughout?
So it's basically, it does what it says on the tin. It's a foundation course. You pick the subjects that you want to do. So there's different streams. So I was doing law, history, ancient history, political science and maths. And I did that for the year. I also did academic writing. So they teach you how to write. Because you can imagine a mature student, I was in my mid 40s. I'd never hadn't written an essay. So they teach you how to write academically for college.
And the last time you wrote was an essay at 16 doing your Leaving Cert.
About Yeats or something like that, you know. So I did that and I did the course for the year. And like I said, it prepares you for college. And then you apply to get into Trinity. And I applied. I'm doing history and political science. I've just finished now. I have my last class at lecture on Wednesday, but you apply. I got into Trinity and I've done my undergrad, but you're part of the Trinity Access Programme for all of your time.
All
in
of
Trinity.
Your time. Now, what about that interest in history and political science? Where did that come from, do you think?
Well, I've always been interested in history, so I would always watch history programmes, I'd read books on history, and I do love politics, Pat. Like, I watch the news is on all the time in my house, current affairs programmes, I'm into that kind of thing, you know? So that was always there.
Okay, so you're in college. Now, Kayleigh, what happened to you then? You did your leaving cert?
Well, I actually didn't, because I was the year...
What?
I was the year 2020 when we got predicted grades. So I was...
You got a leaving cert.
Yeah, I got a leaving cert. I never did it, thankfully. But I was thinking of going to England, and I got into a college in England, but I always wanted to go to Trinity. And then, obviously, I see my mum going through the Access programme. So I applied the same way my mum would, and I did the Access programme for a year, but mine was all online because of COVID. And then the following year I got into my course, and that wasn't online, thank God. But I do a very different course, film and drama.
Okay. But I know you do it maybe in different buildings and so on.
Yeah.
But do you come across each other on the campus?
Yeah, like I always bump into my mum. I think my mum was a bit more like she was afraid to embarrass me or something, but I never found it embarrassing. I always, like, whenever I see her, I say hi. And I'd always, like, if I'm with my friends, I'd introduce my friends.
What is the reaction of your friends? Because as I say, you two could be older sister, younger sister.
They think it's deadly. Like, they don't mind at all. They think it's really good to see people go back to education. Like, there's no, like, I don't, there's no, like, bad,
you know,
bad
the way that they have maybe an impression that Trinity College is for the toffs kind of thing. Did you come across any of that kind of snobbery or that when you were going through your course?
Not really with my course, but I don't really see, there's a lot more people from the countryside in Trinity. It's not just full of people from the south side. But no, I don't face any of that in Trinity. It's actually very open and people like to help each other.
Yeah. Did you have any of that?
No,
first of all, about your mature years, shall we say?
Well, when I was in the Access programme, it was great because I was with 24 other mature students in the same boat. But when you go across into the main campus and you're doing your course, I was like the only one in some of my lectures. There could be other matures. But look, when you go back to college as a mature student, it's not the same as a young adult. So you just have to accept that. And I never really got any hassle or anything like that.
And what was your perception of the way they would see the world, Kayleigh's generation would see the world, compared to the way you see the world?
Well, to be honest with you, Pat, it's given me a new, like, I look at young people differently now. I was real in man mode before I went back to college, and I would have looked down and seen, oh, young people, but I'm not like that now. Like, I see it with my own children, but I also see it with the students that I was in college with. They're passionate about what they do, they're really hardworking, and they're actually, I think they probably have a lot more common sense than previous generations. Yeah. So it's actually given, I look at young people a lot more positively than I would have before, you know. I've taken the mam glasses off and I see them as a person, you know.
But still, I would suspect that your attitude to, you know, your homework, as it were, writing essays and reading and so on, because you've done a bit of living already, whereas the kids going to college, they want to do a bit of living and a little bit of education on the side.
Yeah, well, I know some people have...
And Kayleigh's laughing.
Well, I know some people have, like, done essayslastminute.com, so you would get that. But, like, anytime you go into lectures, most of them are prepared, but then saying that, they're a lot more confident than I would be as a mature, so they're well able to waffle their way through stuff. Mm. They can talk, and it's no bother to them.
You're both involved in the Students' Union.
Yeah, we're both on the Student Union this year. I'm the Officer for Students with Disabilities, and my mum's the Mature Student Officer.
Yeah.
How many mature students are there on campus?
There's 800 mature students in Trinity.
Okay, significant number.
Yeah, I think there could be more, because I think there's room. I think there's room for more. I think there a lot of more mature, a lot of people could realise that they could go back to college and there could be more open for them, you know.
All right, so the two of you here getting into Trinity through the Access programme and then proceeding to mainstream degrees. When do you qualify? Your mum has just done her last.
I have 1 year left. Just finished third year on Wednesday. So I have 1 year left to do. I have to get my capstone done with next year. So
because you'll be going to your mum's graduation.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to T-ball tonight, Pat.
Yeah, Trinity ball. I'm not going with her, so...
It's very early for the Trinity ball.
I know, this semester is just crazy. It's so jam-packed and it's really early this year.
So watch out for the pair of the mother and daughter.
Oh, no, I don't think
at
she's going
Trinity
to be.
Ball.
Yeah, no.
But the two of us are going to be speaking on Monday at the Dublin Learning City Festival opening in the library in Pier Street.
In Pier Street, yeah. in Dublin.
Yeah.
So your last messages to people listening today about both your experience, Keely, and your mum's.
Yeah, well, I think that... Well, I think education is open to everyone, whether you have a disability, because I have dyslexia and ADHD, and I never thought like I could go to college because I hated school. But when I found a subject I loved in college, it's so different. You're studying something you love. And I really don't think age is age doesn't matter. I have someone in the course, in my course, she's in the year above me. She's in her 70s studying drama, and she's like the best person to get in a group because she's always like, her acting is amazing. But I honestly think don't let anything stop you. And if you have a passion for something, go for it, because it will all work out in the end.
Eilish?
I think if you're thinking about going back to education and you don't think you can do it, yes, you can. It's the best thing I've ever done. It's the best decision I ever made. You grow as a person. I've so many experiences just from going back to education. Mm.
Did you ever see the film Educating Rita?
I did,
set
yes.
in Trinity College, as it happens.
Yes, I have.
Well, you're Rita.
No, actually.
No affair with the college professors.
No. I'm probably older than half the college professors.
All right. Well, look, you're inspiring the pair of you. Thank you very much for coming in. Eilish Smith, who's the mother, and Keely Jenkinson, who's the daughter. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.